Lecture 5, page 121. Listening. Listen to a radio news report about a famous Australian convict. Then answer the questions.
Good afternoon. This is the Campbelltown Local News. Today, hundreds of people have come to our town from all over Australia, and they're getting together in our church to celebrate one ancestor that they all have in common. Her name is Mary Wade, and her story's pretty amazing. Mary Wade was born in London in the 18th century to a desperately poor family. In the year 1789, she was arrested for stealing three items of clothing from another child. Her punishment? It's hard to believe, but Mary was sentenced to death by hanging. She was 11 years old at the time. But obviously, she wasn't hanged. If she had been, then all these wonderful people visiting our town would never have been born. Luckily, the king declared a general pardon for women, and instead of being hanged, they were transported to Australia. Mary was the youngest convict on the Lady Juliana, the first convict ship to transport only women and children. She arrived in this remote land at the age of 12, never to see her family again. Mary ended up marrying convict Jonathan Brooker, and eventually they were given their freedom and some land. Setting up a farm meant backbreaking work in primitive conditions and struggling with bushfires, droughts, and floods. Through all this, Mary managed to give birth to 21 children. When she died at the age of 82, she had over 300 living descendants, and each one played a part in building our country. Today, Mary's descendants number in the tens of thousands, the most famous one being Kevin Rudd, our former Prime Minister. They're all proud of Mary Wade, as they should be. Her story of survival and determination is an inspiration to all Australians.